Sam Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has been delayed.
The pause in the fighting will make way for the exchange of hostages held by Hamas and prisoners held by Israel. A statement from the director of the National Security Council says all of that will not happen before Friday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says this does not mean the end of the war.
We will continue eliminating Hamas in the north, by the way, and in the south. We will continue that effort until we have an absolute victory.
Through an interpreter, the prime minister also said Israel wants all of the 240 hostages returned. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News.
American forces have intercepted multiple attack drones launched from Yemen. U.S. Central Command says the drones were launched from Houthi-controlled areas of the country at an American warship on patrol in the Red Sea. CENTCOM says the ship wasn't damaged and there were no injuries to the crew. Two people died Wednesday when their car exploded on the U.S. side of the U.S.-Canada border crossing near Niagara Falls. This man was there.
Within seconds, everything was in flames. Thick, 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 smoke.
New York's governor says there's no indication this was a terrorist attack. More on the incident from CBS's Michael George.
A preliminary federal law enforcement assessment obtained by CBS News says the vehicle hit a curb or embankment, crashed through a fence, and landed in a secondary inspection area, then caught fire and exploded. The incident, the day before Thanksgiving, initially raised security concerns on both sides of the border.
More than a dozen cars of a CSX train carrying chemicals derailed Wednesday in a remote part of eastern Kentucky, about 60 miles south of Lexington. WKYT-TV reporter Phil Pendleton was near the scene.
Not a lot of roads are in that area. Emergency crews were trying to get there on foot, sending drones up to get video and pictures.
Incidents of shoplifting and organized retail crimes have some of us reconsidering whether to go to stores or just to order everything online. CBS's Carter Evans on what stores are doing to keep shoppers safe.
If we don't do something soon, for our stores are going to be out of business.
Aaron Jones provides armed guards to businesses. He says the number of requests has tripled since 2020.
They realize that they have to do something to protect people.
Now, in addition to hiring extra security, some retailers are experimenting with new store layouts to deter shoplifters. It's estimated that U.S. retailers lost $112 billion to retail theft last year, and that is a record.
A huge brawl between fans at a stadium in Rio de Janeiro delayed the start of the South American World Cup qualifying match between Argentina and Brazil for 27 minutes. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Flags across Wisconsin are lowered to honor the victims of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, which happened 2 years ago Wednesday. Six people were killed and 60 others were injured. A permanent memorial was dedicated in Waukesha on Tuesday. Wisconsin deer hunters registered more than 92,000 deer over the opening weekend of the gun season. That's a 16% drop from last year and 10% lower than the five-year average. Jeff Pritzel is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
That wasn't unexpected because of comparing last year. We had snow cover. We didn't this year. And so we kind of anticipated we wouldn't hit last year's opening weekend marks.
It was one of the safest opening weekends on record. Only two people were injured by gunshots. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks against the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. Tip-off time at TD Garden, 6:30. The Bucks have a five-game winning streak going, while Giannis, coming off Monday night's game, scoring 42 points.
I wish it was easy. I wish I could come in and score 42 every game, you know. But it's hard. You got to work extremely hard.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Florida. For the final round of the Fort Myers tip-off tournament, they take on SMU in the championship game. NFL, the Packers play the Lions tomorrow. tomorrow in the annual Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit. Kickoff 11:30 tomorrow morning at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur says that rookie tight end Luke Musgrave had to be hospitalized after suffering an abdominal injury against the Chargers. LaFleur telling the story when this happened.
Yeah, he's got a pretty significant injury. So, you know, I think it just speaks to his toughness because he didn't... Wow. That was interesting. Was that Taylor Swift?
It was.
Okay.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the KrebsCast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 29. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear again tomorrow, high of 40, lows around 21 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief, a swap of hostages for prisoners between Israel and Hamas has been delayed until Friday. CBS's Willie James Inman.
At least two women and one toddler who are Americans who remain in Hamas custody that the United States wants to bring back home on top of all of those other hostages as well.
Law enforcement sources confirmed to CBS News that an expensive car driven by a man with a woman in the passenger seat exploded at the U.S.-Canada border near Niagara Falls, New York, Wednesday. Governor Kathy Hochul.
It crashed into a Customs and Border Patrol booth, and the car and the booth immediately exploded. Burst into flames. I saw the video of an airborne vehicle that was absolutely surreal.
It's the big day that millions of people are looking forward to. What are you looking forward to on Thanksgiving tomorrow?
A lovely dinner together, food, warmth, and love.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers has pardoned another 82 people, mostly for low-level drug offenses or minor theft. Evers has now pardoned over 1,100 people in his time in office. That's significantly more pardons than any other governor in state history. About a third of those pardoned Wednesday were convicted of possessing or selling marijuana. Felons are eligible for a pardon 5 years after the end of their criminal sentence and cannot have any pending criminal charges or be registered sex offenders. Wisconsin officials are confirming the latest case of bird flu in the state. The Department of Agriculture says more than 51,000 chickens at a poultry farm in Trempealeau County were euthanized to contain the virus. Five birds were infected in a backyard in Taylor County earlier this year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 29. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear again tomorrow, high of 40. Lows around 21 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows, like Friends, for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued their had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This week in Waukesha.
Hey, Don, what's happening next Saturday?
Anya, it's Small Business Saturday, November 25th. Our show, This Week in Waukesha, will start at 7. It's going to be a two-hour show. We're going to celebrate Waukesha's many wonderful small businesses.
This Week in Waukesha with Don Brown. Saturday mornings now from 7 to 9 on WAUK 101.1 FM 540 AM.
The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Damn, I'm very, very excited for this Tuesday edition. The last live show we're doing before the Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
Happy Tuesday. That seems like a Friday to me. Crudy, good to see you. Nate, working the board, working hard. Thank you, my friend, and our fair audience. Happy, happy Tuesday.
Well, Dominic, this date, it's a red letter day on the calendar as well. I circled it, not just because Scott Ross is coming down here to the WMDX 92.7 FM studios. Firebrand, Gemini, our friend, he'll be here soon. Not just because of Scott, but November 21st. I've circled this day on the calendar for weeks, perhaps longer, Dom. Oral arguments in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I've been eagerly anticipating this day, Dom. And the question that came to my mind: how long into the oral arguments would it take before the bad Bradley, Rebecca Bradley, just showed her true partisan stripes, just threw herself out there as full bag of Dom? How long do you think it would take?
I didn't think it would take long, Crudy, and I was right.
She went under. Like, my prediction, I would have thought more than virtual seconds. The man just started speaking. Yeah. Now we've got some sound. We've got some sound to start the show, Dom. Nate, our very capable producer, is going to help us out here. Nate, pull the sound and play a little bit of the sound. Let's start. I'm sorry, I'm looking for the numerical numbering of the sound. Well, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a partisan Bad Bradley, Dom? One, two, not more than three. Let's count it down. Partisanship shows in 3, 2.
Good morning, and may it please the court. The Wisconsin Constitution's redistricting requirements are not optional.
Council, where were you? Where were your clients 2 years ago? Because we've already been through this.
I didn't get more than three licks into my Tootsie Pop.
She has it all figured out. It's almost like she's prejudging the case.
You might wonder.
I mean, if you're going to go after the guy like that, didn't even get his opening statement out, didn't even take.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers has pardoned another 82 people, mostly for low-level drug offenses or minor theft. Evers has now pardoned over 1,100 people in his time in office. That's significantly more pardons than any other governor in state history. About a third of those pardoned Wednesday were convicted of possessing or selling marijuana. Felons are eligible for a pardon 5 years after the end of their criminal sentence and cannot have any pending criminal charges or be registered sex offenders. Wisconsin officials are confirming the latest case of bird flu in the state. The Department of Agriculture says more than 51,000 chickens at a poultry farm in Trempealeau County were euthanized to contain the virus. Five birds were infected in a backyard in Taylor County earlier this year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 29. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear again tomorrow, high of 40. Lows around 21 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows like Friends for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I've been looking forward to this Tuesday for a long time. Oral argument before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Guardian headline leads me to believe that the liberal majority might overturn these damn unfair maps, Dom. A few of the texters. Andrew from Verona says, sucks to be in the minority. Mm-hmm. And then he also texts in, what a bitch. I think he's talking about the Karen Bradley, the bad Bradley.
The bad Bradley, yes.
Camper Nina says, I'm jealous. I bit a kid's hand all the way through kindergarten. No Christmas gifts for me. And then here's a clever one. Get t-shirts that say, CJ says so. You know, get it? CJ says so. How the interview ended there.
So.
I got a fine guest next to me here in the WMDX Solidarity Realty Studios. He is a Gemini Firebrand, damn sexy man, friend of ours, Scott Ross. Welcome back, Scott.
It is great to be here. Good to see you both.
Good to see you, Scott. Thank you, man.
Oral argument Tuesday. And it took a matter of virtual seconds. I got to be honest, see the over-under is 10 seconds or less. On the bad Bradley, just jumping in and showing her true partisan colors, Scott.
Well, listen, Rebecca Bradley was going to be as obnoxious as humanly possible because she is bought and paid for by the interests that do not want us to have fair maps in Wisconsin. She has been on the wrong side of literally every fight the progressives care about, that common sense cares about. And so I'm not a betting man. I would have thought they would have let the guy talk for about a minute or so. But 10 seconds, yeah, she was in there aggressively trying to refute the fact that, you know, the maps are rigged. It's against the law for maps to be rigged. And the only reason these maps survived was because four Republicans were in charge who were bought and paid for by the special interests who wanted these maps to be in place.
And obviously, Justice Bad Bradley doesn't give a damn about her bad reputation or her public image because, I mean, she was just begging to be labeled a partisan, not just in how she interrupted the counsel leading for the plaintiffs, but also how she led Rick Essenberg from Will. Oh, Your Honor, let me fluff it up for you, sir. Yeah. It was so partisan. The line of questioning also showed her true colors, to my opinion, Scott.
Well, I agree. I mean, again, we're talking about, like, you know, the criticism that Republicans have. And if it wasn't the rigged statement or whatever, you know, Judge Janet said, it would have been something else. Like, this is Armageddon for them because they have had lockstep control of the Supreme Court for 15 years. And that has allowed them to pass whatever unconstitutional things they want. And because it's been their last, you know, it's been the Republicans, it's been their, you know, their lucky charm, their last place to be able to make this stuff happen. And I'm unsurprised of her conduct. I mean, you know, listen, when it comes to Rebecca Bradley's corrupt partnership with Rick Essenberg and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, let's not forget for one second that Rick Essenberg wrote not once, not twice, but thrice to get her three appointments to various levels of the court, including the Supreme Court. And she has ruled in favor of his side 100% of the time on the bench, and that includes at least 12 cases. So, you know, let's not kid ourselves. She is never recused on any of these things. I think the press has ignored this, and I think it's, you know, to the detriment of democracy.
Scott Ross, I appreciate that you remind me it's Rebecca. I keep wanting to say Karen or Bad Bradley.
Bad Bradley's.
Understand. I love literally, like, if there's the one picture that that's out there, sort of the stock photo of Rebecca Bradley that just literally could be the dictionary. You know, when you have the dictionary entry that says Karen, it would be that picture. So I understand. I understand why you're a little bit, you know, led in that direction.
A little confused. Scott Ross, our friend, you can find him on Twitter at Ross Across WI. Scott, you put this out there today, responding to Will. Will, of course, very supportive of the voucher schools. Taxpayer-funded school privatization exists in Wisconsin because the deciding vote on the Supreme Court illegally colluded with Republican operatives to win his seat. Ross, what do you mean?
Yeah, back in 1997, when John Wilcox got onto the court, he got on as part, in part, by illegally colluding with an outside interest group, which was prohibited under the law at the time. You may remember that Scott Walker and Robin Voss undid that law in 2015 so that, you know, nonprofit groups, outside groups that are doing spending in campaigns can now collude legally, I guess, coordinate legally with political campaigns. And it's not afoul of state laws. And interestingly enough, Robin Voss's third spouse so far is the bag person for the assembly special interest group that has spent about $7.5 million to attack Democratic candidates over the last X amount of years and get Robin to the point where he has that continuing majority, buoyed, of course, by the fact that the maps are completely and totally rigged and you'd have to be like brain dead to argue otherwise. But I'm sorry, back to the Republican arguments.
Back to now with this, you know, new majority Supreme Court, do you think that, you know, schools receiving taxpayer funded vouchers, that this will be something that they'll have to look at, that they will look at again? Do you think this is still something that needs to be settled?
I would love to see it settled, you know, because, again, I think that the evidence has been the contrary. And I'll say this right off the bat that, like, you know, my mom was a public school teacher. My grandmother was a public school teacher. When my dad lost his job in the mill, he had a teaching certificate, so he was my substitute shop teacher. So I'm in the tank for public education, and I'm not an attorney. But what I do know is that the privatized schools that we're giving our money to, there's a couple things that happens with them. First and foremost, they can reject any student they want. Unlike public schools, which take all students because they're public schools and that's for the public good, these privatized schools can, you know, reject whoever they want. The other thing is they can take a student for a week, then kick that student out. And guess what? They get to keep the voucher. Like, those two things, I think, in particular, need to be revisited. Damn. For sure. But again, I don't think we should be able to I don't think that my tax dollar should go towards supporting private interests or, you know, private a lot of instances, religious operations. Like, that's against, like, what we're supposed to be as a people. So I also am sympathetic about people who are in those programs, you know, but I think the real challenge with it is like, you know, when you talk about like charters, for instance, that was supposed to be a very small ships that get sent out, you know, to like see and explore and you know, and innovate and do things that are in smaller things, because a big giant, you know, you think of like a big public school is like an ocean liner, and these smaller things could go off and they were supposed to bring what they're learning back to incorporate that into public schools. But instead what they've become is this, you know, cash cow for the privatization cartel. And that's what, and that I think is to the detriment of all of us, because public education is the thing that solves 90% of our societal ills. Good education.
Scott Ross, man, you almost talked me out of my thought here for a moment. Politics makes strange bedfellows, and Governor Tony Evers finds himself on the same side, at least, of the current lawsuit brought by, I believe it's the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC, that they don't want the Wisconsin Supreme Court to be the court of original jurisdiction. Well, I would agree with that assessment. I don't think that's a necessary thing. District Court, Appellate Court, Supreme Court. But ultimately, Scott, how do you think Robin Voss and Tony Evers found themselves on the same side of any issue?
They
cross the street to walk on opposite sides, don't they, Scott?
As I understand it, you know what I know. Well, all I know is what I read in the paper. But yeah, I mean, I can't argue what the law is. I can't argue what parts of the law that they feel are not good in this particular lawsuit. You know, because I mean, who's been a bigger, you know, I mean, Governor Evers has been a huge champion of public education. You know, he's done what he can do. Now, again, you know, a lot of things is, you know, he has to deal with the Republican legislature, which will do nothing to support public education in any way, shape or form, Republican legislature. And so he's got some, you know, he's got some constraints. But yeah, no, I mean, I just don't know enough about that lawsuit to tell you.
Fair enough. Let's come back to the issue of the day and the redistricting, because that's what people want to hear about today. Scott Ross, the redistricting, if the court is indeed, as the Guardian might want and as Crudy might want and many of our listeners, the courts are sympathetic. They overturn the current legislative maps. Do you think there's any chance in hell this plays out in a timeline that allows us to see new maps cast for next year's 2024 elections.
Yeah, I mean, the Wisconsin Elections Commission said they just need maps by March 24th. That's, you know, 4 months from now.
And then
it's plenty of time.
And then Robin Voss, of course, appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court. And if they choose to wait in, there's no way we meet these timelines.
Well, if they, you know, if they choose to throw those out, but they'd have to overturn our law. And then that would, I guess, what, restore our lousy maps? You know, so I guess it does. I mean, we'll have to, you know.
I'm just worried about the timelines, not necessarily even the overturning of the ruling like they kind of did the last time through, least change maps. I'm just worried that if they wait in and they stay the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling, they won't effectively get the maps rolled out in time for people to make decisions about what district they live in.
Yep.
And maybe if they want to, you know, run for elected office in that district.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think we'll see, you know, the Republicans use everything, every tool at their disposal, because this is Armageddon for them. Now, whether or not the U.S. Supreme Court will participate in this assisted rigging of elections, I mean, it's certainly possible. You know, I guess, you know, it would, you know, I have the experience of, you know, we had won a federal court case when I was at One Wisconsin Now, restoring a bunch of the rights that were taken away as far as voting and early voting and all that sort of thing. And it was in place for 4 years until, you know, a couple months before the election, a 3-judge panel on the Seventh Circuit that was then controlled by Republicans, led by Dianne Sykes, threw out the victory, you know, this after I was gone from own, but threw it out in 2020, a couple months before the election. So, you know, I don't think that there, I think that pretending that the courts, you know, the federal courts are any less partisan when it comes to the way Republicans operate than the state Supreme Court here would be foolish to say. So I think they'll do whatever they need to do if they decide it's worth them getting the lousy press.
Well, at least Rudolph Randa won't catch that case.
No, not unless they have that case at the Boneyard.
Wow, Scott Ross, our fine friend. Also, man, you're like super popular on Twitter, man. I mean, Rep. Derek Van Orden is tweeting out on you. What did you do to earn such recognition, Scott?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out, like, so, you know, I mean, I poke Van Orden all the time. Like, he's a January 6th terrorist insurrectionist who's in the Congress, a guy who is so cowardly he refused to debate Brad Paff, for God's sakes. You know, Brad's a great guy, but Brad's not somebody you think of when you think of, like, you know, Clarence Darrow arguing things, if we're going to use old legal metaphors. But, I don't know what happened. I was going to say, I don't know if he like sobered up or got drunk or a staffer's doing it, but like in the last three days, I've gotten 6 things back from him. He's going at me. It's going after my family. I mean, if making fun of Bob Ross and I for having the same name is like, you know, making fun of my family, but still, I mean, this is just bizarre. It's bizarre.
Does he think you're related? is he just...
Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna, here's an exclusive for all of your listeners.
Yes.
My first name is actually Robert, so technically I am Bob Ross.
Blew my mind, man. Yeah.
As was my dad. My dad went by Bob Ross. When I was in college, I used to tell people, oh yeah, Bob Ross. Yeah, my dad's name Bob Ross.
I don't even know you, Bob Scott Ross.
Hey.
This is amazing.
Everything's going to be okay, Mike.
Is it? I mean, Derek Van Orden's a congressman. I mean, the guy walks around, gets on planes with loaded guns, Scott. I mean,
return flights.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you miss. I mean, I was out at the Dane County Airport last week because I went to go see my brother in Pittsburgh. But like the sign is like, you know, as far as like saying you can't bring a gun on a plane is, you know, about 8 feet tall at the Dane County Airport. Now, I know he wasn't flying out of that, but I think most airports have a thing saying you can't. I mean, this guy's look at this guy. This is a guy who like admitted to sexually harassing another person in the, you know, a woman in the service, a guy who, you know, attacked a teen LGBT person in a library, went after the kids drunk in the Capitol, and, you know, is just generally like an unsavory character.
And those are his good qualities.
There you go.
He's Scott Ross. He's got many fine qualities. Some he hides from sight, you know, ninja style.
Friends, one of his greatest qualities.
Tweeting his superpower. Gemini, flamethrower, friend of the devil's advocates. Come on back. More with Scott Ross. You should meet my friend CJ. You guys would love each other. Yeah. You'd have quite a conversation.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Before listening to the Devil Advocates Radio Show, make sure you download the Civic Media app. It's super cool. You can take the Devils with you everywhere you go. You can hit the button to call or to text. Again, that's the Civic Media app. Look for it at your app store.
Scott Ross, our fun guest here in the Madison WMDX 92.7 FM studios. Scott, I feel a little bad. I mean, friend of the devil, that's the greatest tune you could possibly want, but we didn't even ask. Do you have march up music? Should we have played some tune in your honor, Scott?
You know what? I think sometimes you just have to let art flow. And so whatever you have inside, you can let it out. You know, I used to have a band. Maybe I'll bring in one of those, one of our old CDs sometime.
Like a big hair band?
Yeah.
Did you rock? Did you play speed metal? Because otherwise, I've never heard of you.
Yeah. We were raw sexuality cooked to perfection. So.
Oh, that's a cool, I like that name.
Oh, that maybe.
Yeah. So
how about big team? What one more little exercise and then we can talk politics. What if you had to pick march up music for Derek Van Orden? Now could you help us out there if we ever had the congressman on this fine program, if his staff responded to emails or that kind of stuff?
I'd say the best thing would be I got a tear in my beer.
I'm crying for you, dear.
There you go.
Well played, right. Scott Ross. Well played.
Well, when I was growing up, so my parents are both like, they had me like right out of college. Okay. So like they were younger. And when I was growing up, our house was a Motown house. Okay. But my old man worked in the steel mill. And as you might remember, steel was the first American industry that got outsourced overseas. And I swear to God, once he got laid off, our home became a country home. So I have always sort of had a love-hate relationship with country music. And when Garth Brooks in the like late 80s, early 90s popped up and was everywhere, I started having like flashbacks to the early 80s when, you know, everybody in my neighborhood's parents were losing their jobs and stuff. So, you know, I'm sorry I couldn't come up with an even more insightful country song for Representative Chugalug, but, you know, I tried.
I think it worked very well.
When the factory closed, I would have guessed Bruce Springsteen, not country music.
There you go, you know?
Or maybe Billy Joel, little Allentown. You know, you never know. Scott Ross, our friend, I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, man. It kind of maybe a preview, perhaps, of the RNC here in Milwaukee, but the Nazis were marching in Madison, man.
Right up that street, right there, Scott.
Blood tribe. Like, most of them had masks on, but a couple of guys didn't. Marching around with their Nazi swastika flags. Seems like perhaps they're among us, Scott. Remember this? This happened up in what? The small town up north?
Watertown.
Right?
That ain't so far up north. That's between here and Milwaukee.
The Baraboo High School at one point took a picture of a bunch of kids, you know, doing the Hail Hitler salute thing, man.
Prom night out in front of the Capitol here.
And of course, the RNC coming to Milwaukee, I think it's going to be contested. I think, you know, Donald Trump may be convicted by the time they actually run this convention. So there could be some infighting within the mega party. Scott Ross, your thoughts, please.
Well, I was in Pennsylvania this weekend visiting my brother, and I saw the news, you know, online that there were Nazis here marching. And, you know, I liked the way that Madison responded. A lot of elected officials stood up, said that, you know, unequivocally, this is nonsense. This is garbage. These people have no place here. What I was, of course, you know, soon to see, though, is that no Republicans came out. You know, it's now 4 days since that happened. You don't have anybody coming out and saying that what was going on here was wrong. You got, you know, 132 legislators in the Capitol. They're not all Democrats. And I think one of them has said something about it. I think that one of the Waukesha senators said that Nazis are bad. You know, when you get to the point where, like, you're so blinded by partisanship that you think saying Nazis are bad is somehow going to hurt you with your base, I think that you have to really reevaluate what you're doing as an elected official, as a member of a political party, and as a human being, for God's sakes.
Do you think they'll ever pick an opponent for Tammy Baldwin? A credible opponent. I don't mean Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. I mean some real opponent.
It's
Hovde V or bust, is it not?
Yeah, right. I mean, there's Hollywood Hovde, you know. I don't know why you would want to, you know. I guess maybe the thing is he'll wait till for a few months from now until after it's, you know, the weather isn't so bad here, you know, and it's more like he's, you know, over in California or whatever.
Doesn't want to freeze his...
Yeah.
Californian ass off here.
Exactly. And so, you know, that's the only one I've heard. I mean, they all seem to be too afraid. You know, Gallagher, they were talking about Gallagher and he quickly scurried away and said, no, not me. You know, Brian Stiles too busy, you know, again, you know, playing cover up for Derek Van Orten's attack on the kids in the Capitol. You know, there's a video of it and Stiles is actually the guy in charge who could release the video and he refuses to. Tiffany, he was fapping about, you know, for a while, and then he's not. Certainly Fitzgerald is no show, and Glenn Grothman, someone's locked him in his mom's basement. He can't get out.
Okay, Scott, all the way back to the gerrymandered maps.
Yes.
Let's assume we get new maps. Do you assume a Democratic majority would come from those maps?
I think that'd be a big hill to climb up. But what I do think would happen, and I think what's very important, is that you would have more competitive districts so that the extremists who are currently now in the Republican caucus, I mean, you think of some of these folks, like, they're not going to be able to win these races if they just pander to the hardcore righties, you know, because the districts would be more competitive and you have to, like, you know, there is some place in the middle there where you have to, like, get some of those voters. Right now, you don't have to. But I also, you know, I think it's going to take some time because, again, a lot of these places right now, the only information they get is, you know, maybe a progressive opinion from your radio stations that are around the state. And that's about it because it's all Republicans. So the coverage of politics there is all about Republicans and maybe what Tony Evers has to say. You know, so I think that it's going to, you know, I hope that they're prepared. You know, I hope that people are prepared. You know, we've had some good success in terms of getting some really good candidates who have been stymied because of the lousy maps. Let's hope they go in for it one more time, you know, if at first you don't succeed.
Scott Ross, turkey or ham?
Neither. I like stuffing. I don't like ham.
Prime rib? What do you eat then? Thanksgiving.
Listen, after so many years of being that finicky over those two things, I have learned to eat the sides. So I'm a stuffing guy.
Dumb. Resembles
whatever's
that remark
in front of me, man. You know, I'm not making any of it, so I really don't have a place to pick.
Scott Ross, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us here on the Devil's Advocates.
You as well, both, and to all of your listeners, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. Come back a happier happy hour, I suspect, although you're hard to top, Scott Ross.
My lonely mind.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.